FM 90.3 WJTL with Rebecca St. James and Reborn. She has some brothers in Christian music, you know, namely Four King and Country, Joel and Luke Smallbone. And we're about to talk about Christmas with Joel Smallbone from Four King and Country, because they are heading this way for the Little Drummer Boy Christmas Tour with Zach Williams on December 1st in Reading. And so, Joel, we just say good afternoon to you, and please tell Rebecca that we play her music now and then.
Hey, I was telling you off air, but for the listeners, that was a large dose of nostalgia right there, because that's how Luke and I got our start. The joke was Dad managed Rebecca, and he needed cheap labor. He looked around and he saw that he had five sons, and he put us all to work as the road crew. And so we were talking, John, right there. I think there's a good chance we actually met all those years ago with Rebecca.
And specifically, the place would have been the Worship Center. That's where Rebecca was, and I think I met you backstage. And here we are many years later. You're at a different stage of life. Now you're in a band, Four King and Country, and actually you're pretty much a household name by now. So let's talk a little bit about your most recent album, Burn the Ships. It's a fascinating album title. What's the meaning behind that album title?
Well, first of all, our grandmom, who's 92, she did all the font work. She has impeccable handwriting. And when she's in Australia, when she was writing out Burn the Ships, she misread it as Burn the Shops. And I was like, Grandma, no, it's not, you know, we're not trying to burn the shops here. We're trying to, this is a different metaphor. And she couldn't quite grasp it. But that phrase is an old story of an English explorer who basically he brought his men to the shore, and they wanted to kind of march into the great unknown. And obviously that's a great risk in that time in history. And the men were like, no, we're good. Like, we're good with the confinement and comfort of the ships. And so he had his generals march them all out onto the shoreline, and then in kind of a preposterous manner told his generals to burn the ships, because there was no retreat. And it was a metaphor. Luke, who makes up the other half of the band, and his wife Courtney, they'd walked through a struggle with addiction a couple of years ago. Courtney had. She was having, with their second son, really debilitating morning sickness. And so she went to the doctor and said, can you prescribe something? They did. But 6 weeks later, it wore off. And they said, oh, just up the dosage. Mm. And we were actually in Texas at the time when Luke got kind of the pretty intense phone call from Courtney saying, hey, I just realized I'm dependent. She's still pregnant. Like, I'm dependent on these pills, and you know, I can't function without them, and I need you to come home. And neither of our wives had ever made that phone call before. And so Luke, without even saying goodbye, he left, jumped on a plane, went home. And for the next few weeks, they walked through going to a mental hospital together. And he tells the story of the moment where a little while later, she's a valiant woman, and she overcame it incredibly well. And he walked into the bathroom. She was standing over the toilet with a bottle of pills. And he said, what are you doing? She said, I have to physically flush the pills signifying that I'm moving to the future, and the past has no grip on me. And she said to him, Luke, if I can, you know, by the grace of God, can move on from this addiction, you need to tell this story.
Yeah.
And so that he was reminded of that Burn the Ships tale at that point. And we really used it as a metaphor for the whole record, really. It's a record of no retreat, kind of marching into the future, romantically, spiritually, socially, marching into the future with our heads held high.
Well, she did a really wise thing to reach out to Luke for help. I mean, that could have saved her life in the long run there.
Yeah. She's a man. Both of our wives are wonderful women, but she's a courageous girl. And I think there's something to it as well. We, you know, we're more connected, or I should say, we communicate more through smartphones and technology and the internet.
Yeah.
Social media than we ever have, but statistically, particularly in America, we're more lonely than we've ever been. And I think it's because we're not sharing some of these were sort of posturing and posing a lot, but not sharing some of these really deep stories and struggles that we're going through. And in turn, we're facing it alone. And then, you know, everything from suicide to opium to all these things are just on the rise. So that's it. There's a lot of layers to the record. And obviously, it's kind of then tucked away in there. You have this song, Joy, and that is really celebrating the fact that amongst it all, we can choose joy, you know. And that was very important for us to lead with that, because it's a timely message as well.
Yeah. And can we anticipate any more songs on the radio from that album in the near future?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Actually, the next one, John, is a tune that we're looking... I've not told many of people here, so you're hearing it right here. But we're looking to release a song called God Only Knows. It's the third track on the record. I became a United States citizen last year, actually. We're originally... These wonky accents are originally from Australia, as you know, but for the listeners... And so if you fast forward to last year, I passed the test, which I was very frightened of passing that citizenship test, but I made it. I think I might know more about America than a lot of Americans now. So I found myself, we were right in the middle of work on the record, and I found myself more deeply caring about this nation and we the people and the future than ever. And so God Only Knows was really this, it's a funny phrase, because we flippantly throw it around. Oh, God Only Knows why this stuff happens. But when you really dig into it, it's quite profound that, man, if God does know, if this is all true, and God has the hairs on our head numbered, and he cares about the sparrow and all the rest of it, and he knows all our faults and follies and flaws, and yet still loves us with this kind of superhero-type love, how incredible. And how does that change the way we look at one another and look at ourselves, you know, and our own self-worth? And so this song really kind of celebrates that notion that, you know, God only knows what you've been through, what they say about you, but there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Well, we're really looking forward to hearing that one, and we'll be sure to share it with our listeners once it's released. I'm speaking with Joel Smallbone from Four King and Country, and they're coming for a Christmas concert, the Little Drummer Boy Christmas Tour, making a stop December 1st at Santander Arena in Reading. And details are available for that concert at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Joel, I could speak with you all day. It's fascinating hearing you, your journey. And I had so many other questions about Christmas. I know that you're on a schedule, so we need to keep moving on. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Little Drummer Boy, okay? But just wrap up with one question.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating song to hear in your concert setting, I'm sure. How many drums do you use live on stage when you're playing Little Drummer Boy?
We're in San Francisco today, and I'm in the theater that we're setting up with. So I was kind of looking up to see if they had them already set up. But I think for two drum kits, there's a concert drum, a bass drum, and an auxiliary drum kit. I would say there's probably 20, 25 drums. And we love Little Drummer Boy so much that we've actually been playing it throughout the year as well. So it's been sort of preposterous and sort of fun and funny to play a Christmas song, you know, in July, that sort of thing. But I'll let you run off. I'll say this, though, before we close, to any listeners that are able to join us, come on out. We'll be playing, you know, Christmas classics like Little Drummer Boy and Come, Come, Emmanuel. There's some originals. We'll also be playing a few songs off the new album. Zach Williams, new artist Zach Williams, is going to be joining us. And it's just what we've done. This will be our third consecutive year to do a Christmas tour. And, man, it's such a wonderful, entertaining, inspirational, story-filled night, and a great way to ring in the Christmas season. So sincerely hope you can make it out to join us on the 1st of December. Look, it's perfect because it's turning of the month and everything. So
yeah.
And we love coming to Pennsylvania, so looking forward to it.
Joel Smallbone from Four King and Country, thank you for giving us a snapshot of what to expect from your upcoming concert December 1st at Santander Arena. Again, the place to turn for details, the Junction Center tab, WJTL.com. Here's Four King and Country now. Their rendition with energy, Little Drummer Boy.